Rose in the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Yay, you're back.
I am back. It was good. It was good to be not here. Can I say that?
Well, it's good to take a little time away and do something different.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, my parents were in town.
Glad so. And it was fun to meet them, and thanks for bringing them by so we could meet your folks and learn a little bit more about you from your parents. So glad to have them here. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin, also for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about them at cuw.edu. Live uncommon. It's the Coffee Hour. What coffee do you have this morning?
Michigan cherry.
Oh, yes, because your folks brought you some Michigan coffee for you.
They did. My mom brought me Michigan cherry coffee.
I'm excited to find out if our guest is a coffee drinker this morning. The Reverend Dr. Mark Bankert at Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Washington, Missouri. It's our Church of the Week, KFUO Church of the Week. Dr. Bankert, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
Now, are you a coffee drinker as well?
I have a cup of Folgers in my cup.
It's the best part of waking up, I hear. How are things at beautiful Emmanuel Lutheran Church and School in Washington, Missouri this morning?
God is blessing us richly, that's for sure.
Oh, well, thanks be to God. It's a good week. Emmanuel is Church of the Week here on KFUO. Mm-hmm. We're so grateful to have your partnership this week. And you've got something fun coming up this week. We're going to share about that in just a moment. For our listeners not familiar with Washington, Missouri, let's start with that. And then we'll talk about Emmanuel as well. You've been at Emmanuel for a little while now. How long have you been in Washington, Missouri?
26 and a half years.
Outstanding. And how long has Emmanuel been a part of the Washington, Missouri community?
It was founded in the midst of the Civil War in 1862.
Wow.
Wow, so a historic church.
I'd love to know that history.
Yeah.
That's probably more than 12 minutes worth.
More than we can back in. Washington is, I was going to share my perspective, but we'll get, tell us a little bit more about Washington, Missouri. It's in a beautiful part of the state.
Yeah, just on the Missouri River. In fact, my home is just a couple blocks from the Missouri River, and it's got a small town feel to it, beautiful historic downtown, but it also has some of the amenities of a bigger city, like Kohl's and Target and Schnucks and Lowe's and all those kinds of things too. So it's really kind of a unique place, and it's been a great place to raise my family.
And this time of year is a fantastic time to, if you're in the St. Louis area, to make a little trip to Washington. The leaves, we were out that way last weekend, and the fall foliage here in Missouri is absolutely beautiful. What's it like in Washington this week?
The same. We were out yesterday afternoon a little bit, and just north of town here, driving up to see our grandkids, and it was, like you said, just beautiful. Still, it's been a long-standing fall color this year.
So let's say we want to take a drive on Sunday.
I've got something for you to do.
Oh, do you?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Emmanuel is hosting our, I think it's our 76th annual pork sausage dinner here at our church. We serve from 11 to 6 on Sunday, and it's really a wonderful event. I mean, we will serve somewhere around 2,000 meals on Sunday afternoon for community, and a lot of it is homemade. The sausage is homemade from a secret recipe the applesauce is being made today. They pick the meat off all the bones from the pig that the sausage is made from, and they put all that into the sauerkraut, and it's just a delicious meal.
So this is like from scratch kind of sausage we're talking about.
Oh yeah, it's Frank's Meats here is a local food processor, meat processor, and we go out and buy the hogs, and we used to be able to actually carve the meat off the bones ourselves, but OSHA doesn't allow us to do that anymore. But it's a member of our congregation, the Frikes are, and they take care of that for us and do it all according to our recipe.
And you can't reveal any of the secret parts of your recipe, can
I you? Don't know it. I'm not privileged.
Keep the secret from the preacher so he doesn't tell everybody.
That is smart. Yeah. this tradition of the homemade sausage has been going on? Has that been going on all 76 years?
All, Oh, yeah, sure. It used to be done. They used to slaughter the hogs themselves and make the sausage themselves. And that was actually, I think I heard, done even here. A lot of it was made right here on property. You know, of course, that can't happen anymore with the sausage. But I know that it's been a homemade recipe all along.
That is so cool. Such a tradition.
And it's really delicious. I don't like to say it's better than everybody else's.
But it is. How has this tradition, has there been any, I don't want to say improvements, but how has this tradition?
Not much. Not much. We make the applesauce from their apples today, and there'll be applesauce tomorrow.
I wish we would have. We should have done this live from there, so I could smell the applesauce this morning.
He's so good.
we actually make a month ago. We also made our own apple butter. We make about 300 gallons of apple butter in the fall too, and that's largely gone. But that's popular in our community too.
We're both drooling over here.
What is that? What is that smell like?
We need smell-o-vision.
We actually do it for over several days. We peel and core for a day, and then the next day we peel and core and cook, and then the next day we just cook. But the cooking all happens in 7 kettles in the gym, and it's a pretty incredible process.
That is impressive. So you said 2,000 meals.
Yes.
How much of the community does this bring in for you?
That's mostly the community, because all of our people are working. It takes hundreds of people to pull this off, not only with the preparation in advance, but serving and preparing. And we have a drive-through window that people can come through and pick up.
Did you say you have a drive-through window for a church sausage supper?
That's fantastic. Yes. We need to go look at this.
That's why it's going on for so many years.
I bet at least a fourth, maybe even a third of the meals go out the window.
Wow.
In a good way.
Yeah.
That's
wow.
That's amazing. Okay, so this is going on the sausage supper at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Washington, Missouri, going on this Sunday. What are the times again?
11 to 6.
11 to 6. Now, say we want to make a day out of it, come out and gather to receive the good gifts and God's word this Sunday as well.
Yep.
Tell us about that.
We have 3 worship opportunities most of the year. During the summer, we add a Monday service too. But during the rest of the year, we have 6 o'clock on Saturday night, and then on Sunday morning, 8 and 10:45. We have the Lord's Supper in every service every weekend.
Outstanding. So join the saints for worship at Emmanuel Lutheran Church this weekend, or join them for the sausage supper. Yes.
I should mention, too, we have a beautiful new sanctuary, too. We dedicated it in actually our 150th year 6 years ago in 2012. And so it's really a beautiful sanctuary. It's beautiful. It's designed for music, and our choir and the hymn singing is extraordinary. It's really a beautiful setting.
What sounds like a fantastic fall getaway sort of day. And, and Washington is one of those towns where you could even make a weekend out of it, too. I understand there's some B&Bs and places to...
Oh, yeah. They're popping up more and more. There's a new one on just a block or so from the church. Just popped up.
The Visitors Bureau could thank me for this.
Right, yeah.
It is. Mm-hmm. It really is a quaint little town. Is that an appropriate way to say it?
Sure, I think so. The downtown area, like I said, is very quaint. It's just historic and beautiful, and just a great place to visit.
And the Katy Trail, I believe, is through there too, isn't it? Or am I mistaken?
It's close. It's across the river.
Yeah.
Probably... we're getting a new bridge across the Missouri River, that's another month from being complete. And so you can't really ride your bike over on the old bridge. You will be on the new bridge, but it's about probably a 5-minute drive across the river to the Katy Trail.
There you go.
I've been across that bridge a few times, and looking forward to the new one being done. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a, It's 1935 it was built. It's past its prime.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, yeah. But it is, it's a beautiful part of the country. Lots of wineries in the area as well. This is the time of year to make the trip to Washington. If you're in the St. Louis area or surrounding areas, go visit the folks at Emmanuel Lutheran Church and School for their sausage supper this weekend. Just a minute left. Dr. Banger, why has Emmanuel chosen to partner with KFUO and be KFUO's Church of the Week this week and support the proclamation of the gospel on KFUO?
Well, of course, that's what we're about, is the speaking of Christ crucified and risen for the world, to the world, and the KFUO is certainly an important and viable means to accomplish that, the work of the church that we do locally. At Emmanuel and in churches around the country, around the world, but what more, widespread speaking of the gospel happens than on KFUO Radio. That's just a great thing, and we're happy to be able to support it.
Well, thank you. We are so grateful to have your partnership, and pray God's blessings for your busy weekend. All the preparations going on, making applesauce today for a great dinner this weekend. Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Washington, Missouri. You can check them out, EmmanuelLutheranWashington.org. Thanks so much, Pastor Bangert, for being our guest this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.
What is today? Today is November 1st.
All Saints Day.
We're going to dig into that. What is All Saints Day? We're going to dig into that more in just a little bit. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Goldseth.